Okay, we're at the bottom of Samach Tesamen Aleph. The Kohen Gadol Omed, Michlal Shu Yoshev. Now the Kohen Gadol stands up to receive the Sefer Torah. Mashma, until now he was sitting down. V'hanan tnan, en yeshiva be'azorah elu l'malchei beis David bilvad. No one was allowed to sit in the Azorah except Malchei beis David. Sh'ne'emar v'yavo ha'melech David v'yeshu v'li Hashem. Some learn that the Isser of Yeshiva in the Azorah is an Isser Daraisa. Except the Torah was Megala, that Isser doesn't apply to Malchei Beis David. And others learn that it's only an Isser Drabanan. It's only an Isser Drabanan. What's the Pasuk coming to tell me? Maybe the Rabbanan were a Gozer, even though, but there's a famous Yesod of the Taz that wherever the Torah said something, Beferish is Mutter, the Rabbanan did Nasr it. Since it said Beferish, that David HaMelech sat, Malchei Beis David, the Rabbanan couldn't ask it. But the Machlokas, we shown them whether Yeshiva Ba'azorah is Midaraisa or Midarabbanan. From the Arashi here is Mashmid Midaraisa, Rashi and Yeshiva Ba'azorah, Dechsiv Lamo B'Shorek, Ha'om Dim Shom Lefni Hashem, V'lo Matzino Ba'Yeshiva. We find only Avoda in the Azorah, and therefore we don't find Yeshiva Mashmid from the Pasuk, that it's what's it called, it's Aser. Okay. But there are Rashi's other places that say it's just because of covet of the Azorah, has nothing to do with the Psukim. Elo l'malchei beis David, sh'nemer v'yavo ha'melech David v'yeshev, sh'omer lo nosen ha'novi, ato lo sibne ha'bayis kimu yomecha. This is when Nosen ha'novi came back and told David ha'melech that he wouldn't build the Beis HaMikdash, and even though there wasn't a Beis HaMikdash, there was still a Mishkan, and there was an Azorah, and therefore he was sitting there, lifnei Hashem. And even though it says by Eli HaKohen, he was also Yoshev al Mezuzas HaPesach. Some say he was outside of the Azorah. And some say that until there was a Melech, there was no Isser for other people to sit in the Azorah either. And there's a Medrash that says that Kohanim, unlike our Gemara, that Kohanim Gedolim are allowed to sit in the Azorah. Our Gemara says it's also to a Kohen Gadol too. Okay. Kedomer Rav Chizda, Bezras Nashim. So we have a Kasha, L'chora, how could the Kohen Gadol be sitting in the Azorah? That he stood up when he was mekabel the Sefer Torah. Until then, he was sitting. So, like Rav Chizda said, it's talking about Ezras Nashim. Hachinami Ezras Nashim. The Heicha Itmer Rav Chizda. Where did Rav Chizda say his halacha that it's talking about Ezras Nashim? Ha'hod Tanya. The Gra takes out the word Nesvei. Ha'hod Tanya. Heichen Korin Bo Ba'Azorah. The Brisa says, where did they read the Sefer Torah? In the Azorah. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Baharabayis. Rav Yaakov said they read it outside the Azorah and Harabayis. Shneamar vayikru bo lifnei harechova shilifnei sharamayim. This is talking about the Melech when he reads on Hakil, the Torah. So the Tanakhama says they read it in the Azorah, and Rav Lozer ben Yaakov says they read it on Harabayis. Va'omer Rav Chizda be'Ezras Noshim, and Rav Chizda explained over there it wasn't mamish the Azorah; they read it be'Ezras Noshim. Same thing over here by the Kohen Gadol was be'Ezras Noshim. Rashi, no Rashi. Okay. Vayivorech Ezra Hashem Elokim Hagadol, my Gadol. He was Mavorech Shem Hu Elokim Hagadol. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Shegidlo B'Shem Amaforish. He said the Shem Amaforish. Rav Gidl Amar Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam V'Yad HaOlam. That he finished off the bracha Min HaOlam V'Yad HaOlam. Like they were Messiah in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't say Amen, they said Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam V'Yad HaOlam. All the Chasimus of the Brachas had this Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, even in the first Beis HaMikdash. In the second Beis HaMikdash they added Min HaOlam V'Yad HaOlam, because they were Tzedukim, we didn't believe in Olam Haba. Omer Le'Abaya, and the Gra takes out Rav Dimi, the Dilma Shegidlo B'Shem HaFarish, over there also. Maybe what's it called? He didn't say Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam V'Yad HaOlam, but he said Shem HaMeforish. Omer Le'in Omrim Shem HaMeforish B'Gvulim. Anywhere outside the Azorah, you don't say Shem HaMeforish. So here, if it says what's it called, Gadol, he holds that it wasn't the Shem HaMeforish, but it was saying Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam V'Yad HaOlam. Where it says Velo, V'Oksi V'Yamon Ezra Sofer Amigdal Eitz Asher Osu LaDover. The Omer of Gidl should Gidlo b'Shem HaMeforish. Now over there also, he said, what's it called, that he did it, he said the Shem HaMeforish, and over there it was outside the Azorah. Horashah Isa. Over there was Horashah Isa. Horashah. But normally, it's better to learn pshat, not that he said Shema Meforish outside the Azara, but he said, Baruch Hashem Elokeisra min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam. Rashi, Vayivorech Ezra, Bahu in yonah devayikru lefnei arachov, k'si Baruch Hashem li Elohim. Right, the Lysa, we're learning, we're explaining this pasuk because it's an extension of what we learned before, Legabe, where they read the Sefer. Baruch Hashem Elokim, kach tiknu bosayom, lomra b'mikdash b'sof kol bracha bracha, k'ramir m'seches tainis. This is the takana they made then, in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, to say Baruch Hashem Elokeisra min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam. Gvulin, kol chutz la'azora kori gvulin. The klapi, the azora, everything else is called gvulin. Okay. Vayitzaku l'Hashem Elokim b'kol gadol, my Omer, what do they say? Omer Rav, Yisema Rabbi Yochanan, bayi bayi. It's they. Rashi, bayi bayi. Loshen z'oka v'kublona. Haynu haydich rave lemikdasha the kolei lehechole the katlinu lekulo tzadiki v'aglinu Yisrael mi'arohom v'adayin merakin beinon. This they saw the yitzhara of the of avodah zara, which looked like a lion in the kodesh hakadoshim. We'll see, and they saw that malach right that represented the yitzhara of the avodah zara. And that Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zorah destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and burnt the Heichal and killed, was the source of the killing of all the tzaddikim, and what's it called, put Klal Yisrael to Galus. And it's still here. Klum Yahavte Ilon El Lekbule Be'agra. Why did the Rabban Shem give us such Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zorah? Just to get schar of not listening to it. Lo Iyu Bo'inim V'lo Agri Bo'inim. We don't want it, we don't want the schar. We can't. It was too much. It was too strong of a yetzer hara. Nofaluhu piska mirakia the havikasa be'emes, and a piece of a cloth fell out of the shemayim with the word emes on it, meaning that the Rebbe Shalom agreed with them that it's time to get rid of this avodah zara. Omer Rav Chanina shemami no chos mishla kodesh baruch hu emes. It's the Rebbe Shalom's signature kibiyachol on his agreement. Osivu batanisa tauta yomi, they fasted for 3 days, the tauta leilvisa, and 3 nights, masru ni aliyah, and the what's it called, the Rabban Shem gave the Yetzer Hara into their hands, the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zorah. Nothak also ki giura de nuri beish kodesh hakadoshim. It emanated out of the kodesh hakadoshim like a little lion of fire. What was it doing in the kodesh hakadoshim? Some say the kodesh hakadoshim is in the nikdosh like the heart in a person. And the place for the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zorah is in the heart. So in the Mikdash, it's in the corresponding place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I was thinking just a little bit differently. That Zele Umazeh, right? Wherever there is a strong Yetzer Hara, there's also a strong Yetzer HaTov. And since Nevuah came from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zorah came the same place. And that's why they say, when they're Mavakal, the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zorah, the Nevuah also stopped right around that time. You can't have the same koach that gave the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zorah for bad, gave the koach for Nevuah for good. And if you take away that koach, it goes away for bad and for good, like we'll see in a few seconds. Omer lehu Navi Yisrael, haynu Yitzur Avodah Zochavim. The Navi said, that is the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zochavim. You have the power now to get rid of it. Shenemar vayomer zos harisha. When they caught it, one hair fell off out of his head. And I think the Marsha said, or the Yom Yaakov, one of them says, that what's the idea of the hair? That the Yetzer Hara starts off like a hair. Still, if a person wants to be over Avodah Zorah, he'll be able to take that hair from the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zorah and build on it. But Lamaisa, somebody's not going to be overtaken by that Yetzer Hara if he's not interested in it. It's not this strong Yetzer Hara like the Yetzer Hara for Arias, right? This Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zorah originally was like that Yetzer Hara. It consumed people. But now, if you want it, the hair is still there. You can grab onto the hair and build on it. But Lamaisa, it's not going to overwhelm you. Verama Kala. And the Yetzer Hara, this lion that represented the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zorah, what's it called, gave a scream that was heard for 400 Parsi. Omru hechi nadid. What are we going to do? Right, the scream is gonna. What's it called? We're not going to be able to capture it. Dil mechas shalom arachmi alei min shemayim. He keeps screaming. Maybe min hashemayim the rachmanis on him, and they won't let us overpower it. Omru lu navi shadyu beduda de avra. Put it into a lead pot. The chafyu the pume de avra, and cover the top of the pot with lead. The avra mishav shal kala, because the lead absorbs the sound, and then nobody's going to hear his voice. Obviously, this is obviously deep things over here of the lead and the thing or whatever. It's not taken literally; it's a literal also. But shenemar vayomer zos harisha vayashlech also al tocha eifa vayashlech even ho alferes al pia. They put lead on the top of the pot. Amru ho veishrotzen huni boy rachmi ayitzur de avera. Well, since we're on a roll, right, let's ask for Rachmim that we get rid of the Yetzer Hara of Gilui Arayis too. Bo Rachmi v'imtzum yodai. They asked for Rachmim and Enoch Hanami. The Rabban Shem gave into their hands the Yetzer Hara of Gilui Arayis. Omer lahu chazu di katlisule lahu kalya alma. So the Yetzer Hara told them, if you get rid of me, you're going to destroy the world. Chavshu tauta yomi. They put him in prison. They held him for 3 days that he couldn't go out and be mastin. Ubo beyasa bas yoma bechol eretz Yisrael v'lo yishtakach. They looked for a fresh egg and they couldn't find one. Because once you take the Yetzer Hara for Gilui Arayis away, it takes away that power for good too. And even by animals, there's no Yetzer Hara bechlal anymore for Puravu. So there were no fresh eggs. Amri hechinav, this is what we're going to do. Niktale, if we kill him, kal ya'alma, the world's going to be destroyed. Because people won't reproduce. Niboy rachmi apalga palga brikia lo yavi. Well, ask for rachmi for half. Half they don't give ben hashemayim. It's either all or nothing. Kachlinu le'enei v'shavkus. What do? They blinded his eyes, and they let him go. V'hani de lo migri be'linish b'krevosa. And the mice, no one has a regular yetzer hara anymore for mamash arayis, for his closest relatives. But the Yetzer Hara for Gilui Arayis is still there, but not for incest. There's no normal Yetzer Hara for incest anymore. Okay. People who commit incest are not normal. But normal people do other Averis of Gilui Arayis. You don't have to be abnormal to have a Yetzer Hara for Gilui Arayis. Right? That probably have to be abnormal not to have a Yetzer Hara for Gilui Arayis. But Lamaisa for Krovin, that's abnormal already. Rashi. By Lashon Zaka v'Kublana. It's a Lashon of they. The high the Akravei lebeis mikdash mevakshim rachmi shim shibiyon mitzvah harish lavod es kochan. They were asking for rachmin that the Rabban Hashem should give into their hands the yetzer hara of avod es kochan. The kabulei agra should not have also been a kabul schar. Why did the Rabban Hashem create such a yetzer hara that people should overpower it and get the schar? We're not interested in the schar. We don't want the yetzer hara. People are abusing it. Piska ksav, so a cloth with came out of the shemayim, written on it emes. Kolomer maskim ani imachem. The Rebbe agreed. Omer lohu navi Zechariah ben Edu. This was Zechariah. Bidisa sear, but one of his hairs of this lion fell off, and like we said, that hair is still around. That's the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. The person wants to make make the effort to bring that Yetzer Hara upon himself. The hair is still there. Beduda davra besir shaloferis, put into a lead pot. Zosarisha vayashecho sol tocho eifa es even hoferis on pia vayitin es even hoferis on pia shoyiv kola nichnas akola tocho hoferis veino yotzim menu. Lead absorbs sound. Kal yama yichola haola yichle haola, the world will be destroyed. Shalote pirvi, people won't reproduce. Beya sabasyoma beya hanolda bobiyom, they didn't find any fresh eggs. The fisha pasach achimum min hameyayin. Nobody had even the chickens didn't have the desire to reproduce. Even the ones that already were pregnant, they didn't get finished off. So you can't ask for half. In other words, leave the Yetzer Hara for good, but not for bad. That doesn't work. It's the same power. You either use it for good or for bad. You take it away, you have to take it away from both. You can't take it away from one or the other. They blinded his eye with this a mascara kind of thing. Okay. The Marava Masnu Hachi, Rav Gidl Omar Godl Shigidlo B'Shem HaMeforesh. In Marav in Eretz Yisrael, they learned this brice in the following way. Rav Gidl said that Shigidlo B'Shem HaMeforesh. That was what the pasuk means. Rav Masnu Omar Hakel HaGodl HaGibor V'Hanora. That he said Hakel HaGodl HaGibor V'Hanora. V'Hadar Rav Masnu Misayeya L'Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. That's how the Gra has a girsa. That which Rav Masnu said is a support to Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. Domer of Yeshua ben Levi, Loma Nikra Shmon Anshei Knesset Agdola. Why were the Anshei Knesset Agdola called Anshei Knesset Agdola? Shechziru HaTorah LeYoshna. They, what's it called, returned the crown to its original glory. Also, Moshe Omra Kel HaGadol HaGibor VaNora. Moshe Rabbeinu referred to the Rabban Shalom with the Kinuyim Kel Gadol Gibor and Nora. Also, Yirmiyah V'Omer Nachar Merakdim Beheicholo Ayeno Rosa. Yirmiyah came and he said, we don't see that the Rabban Shalom is awesome because they're goyim dancing around in the Heichel. Where's the awesomeness of the Rabban Shalom? Lo Amar Nora. So his tefillah didn't say Nora. Right? They only said the emes, what they felt. Even though they knew the Rabban Shalom was Nora, but they didn't feel it, they didn't say it. In tefillah, you have to say exactly what you feel. Also, Daniel Omer Nochrin Mishtabdin, the Bona of the Ayik Verosov. Daniel came and he said, I can't say Gevura anymore. Because Goyim are subjugating Klal Yisrael. Where's the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Lo Omer Gibor. Also, Inu V'Omer Adarada. Zui Gevuroso. Shekovesh Es Ritzono, again the Gra, Shenosein Erech HaPayim L'Rishoyim. That's the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he's Kovesh, his Ritzon, to do good for Klal Yisrael, and because they need the punishment, he lets the goyim punish them. That shows the gvura and the noros, the Elohei noroso. That's the nora. That's the awesomeness. Shul moli morosho lekodesh baruch hu heich uma achas yechol liskayim bein haumos. Right. So therefore, they restored the gibor and the nora. So they asked them, why should were they called Anshei Knesset Gedola? Gedola never went away. It was only Gibor Venora. They should have been called Anshei Knesset HaGevura or Anshei Knesset HaNorah. But they say that Gedula only was great when it was connected to Gevura and Norah. There's Gibor and Nora, then Gadol means something. But if there's no Nora of the Gevura anymore, then the Gadol doesn't mean anything special. So they returned the Gedula to its original Koach by adding back the Gevura and the Norah. How can they do that? How can Daniel and Yirmiyah take away what Moshe Rabbeinu said? Moshe Rabbeinu said that when you say Tefillah, you say Gadol, Gibor, and Nora. How did they take away the Gibor and the Nora? Ba'akri takam to the Tokid Moshe. Rabbi Elazar, they know that Rabban Shalom is MS, therefore they didn't want to say something they didn't feel, which wouldn't be MS. So they didn't say it. They didn't say it. What's the quote? They didn't say it because they felt it wasn't MS. You see over here that when you describe the Ribbono Shel Olam with an adjective, the adjective is amiti. Therefore, if Dayan Ha'emes would mean that God is the true judge, it should be Dayan Ha'amiti. And therefore, I always say Dayan Ha'emes does not mean the Ribbono Shel Olam is the true judge. It means that he's the judge of truth. He's Dayan Ha'emes. He judges truth. Okay, no matter what the art scroll says. Okay. Rashi. Hakel HaGadol HaGibor VaNora Asher Lo Yisa Ponim. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said these words. Hakel HaGadol HaGibor VaNora. Ovdei Kochon Mekarkrim BeHeicholo Shiro Asorin Nebuchadnezzar Nichnosim LaHeichol Mariam Bo Becholritz Kecholritzona. The Goyim were what's it called? Were croaking in the what's it called in the Heichol. They were living it up. Lo Amar Nora. The Parsha is Hinecha Namoil, and the Parsha in Yirmiyahu, which starts Hinei Chanamoyel Ksiv Osa Chesed La'lofim U'mishalim Oven Ovo Selchek B'neihem Achareihem Okei La'god La'gibor Hashem Tzvo Shemov. It doesn't say Anora. Daniel Lo Amar Gibor B'tfiloso B'sifro. Daniel's tefillah, it leaves out the word Gibor. Ovdi Gachon Mishtabdin B'bonav Zu Shiv Mishana. Right, for 70 years the Klal Yisrael were subjugated in Galus. Where is the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Zui Gvura Aso Shekovesh Ritzono. That's the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he holds himself back from doing what he really wants to do for the sake of Klal Yisrael, to let them get punished. The Elul Heino Norosav, Shimoli Moro, Min Yoma Churban, Atalami Norosav. From the Churban itself, you see the awesomeness of the Rabban Shalom. Shikola Umos Nesful Ashmid, and the sky Mumehem. All the nations wanted to destroy us, and we're still around. So that shows how awesome the Rabban Shalom is. For Rabban and Yirmi and Daniel, how did they change what Moshe Rabbeinu did? Shuamiti, Maski Malo Emes, the Soni is a Sheker. The Rabban Shalom agrees to truth, and he hates Sheker. Okay? The Kori Achrimos Vachba Osir. He reads from Achrimos and Emor. Achba Osir in Emor. For Amini, Medalgim Menovi, they Medalgim the Torah. You're not allowed to skip around the Torah. You can skip from Novi to Novi, but you can't skip in the Torah. Lokash. Kan Bichdeshi Yafsika Turgaman. Kan Bichdeshi Lo Yafsika Turgaman. In the Torah, that you can skip, you can't skip, is only if the it's going to take time to skip more than the Meturgamon is Metargim. But if the skipping is a short space, and while the Metargim is Metargim, you can roll the Torah, then you're allowed to skip a short amount. And here, Emor is right after Achrimos, or close to it, so it's close enough to roll while the Metargim is saying the Targum. Emor says, that's not true. But I look, Tony, Medalgim, and Novi, Medalgim, and Torah, that come with Dolly Vedeshul Yasigam Turgaman. Hobbit Torah, Klaal, Klaalok. No, just the opposite. When it says Medalgim Benavi is only if you can roll it while the Metargim is Metargim. But even in the Navi, if it takes longer than that, you can. One reason is because of Tircha de Tzibura. But some say that that's not the only. The only reason is Tiruf Hadas. You get mixed up. You start skipping around too much. One of the Nafkaminas is, if it's not a Megillah, but it's a Sefer, where it's easy just to turn the page. So Tircha Tzibur there's not. That's why we are Noach to skip around in the Vim, what's it called, even though we don't have a Matar game, because we read from a book. On a Nela, it's easy to turn. But not so pushing for the people who read from a Megillah, from a cloth. What? On a Tainis? No, we skip a Shabbashuv a little bit.
In Torah.
What?
In
Torah, yeah.
There you can do
it while
saying the bracha.
What?
There you have enough time.
Right.
You saying the bracha.
Amar Abayil Okashe. Kan This is the answer of your answer. Even in the Torah, you're allowed to skip in one inyan, but not in two different inyanim. I even says Avatanya and Takuiva Bryce that says that. But Dalgim Torah binyan echad. If it's one inyan, you can skip even in the Torah. Uvenavi bishne inyanim. But even in the Navi, where you're allowed to skip to two different inyanim, and in the Chumash, where you can skip in one inyan, it's only if the Matar game can still, it's such a short amount that you can do it while the Matar game is Matar game. The Ein Medalgim Minavi LeNavi, right? You can't skip from one Navi to another Navi, right? Even though in the Navim you can skip the two inyanim, that's only within the same Navi. But not from one Navi to another Navi. Uve Navi Shoshne Masar Medalgin Uvilvad Shalo Yidalig Misofa Sefer Utchilaso. But in Trey Osir, you can skip, it's considered like one Navi to Trey Osir. You can skip from one Navi to the other, Hosea to Amos, but not backwards, only forwards. Rashi. Therefore, you can't skip if it's going to take more time to roll than when the Matargim is Matargim. But to roll to Emor from Achrimos is not going to take longer than the Metargim is Metargim. That's called Inyan Echad. You're skipping from one Inyan to the same Inyan, Yom Kippur. Right, and the reason is, again, because you don't get mixed up if it's one Inyan. Even if it won't take a long time, but you're skipping to another inyan, a different inyan, Lefisha divrei Torah he azoros laonshin umnitzvos v'tzorah sheikansu b'lev hashomim sharam yotze mishita l'shita acheres einu noach lizbonet. It makes you get mixed up. And when in Torah it's more important you don't get mixed up because there's halachas there. In Navi, if you get mixed up, in Nishkafer of that much, no halachas. But Tanya ben Yehusha, and this is a brisa that supports what we said, that mi Navi le Navi, even Shnei Inyanim, and Torah to Torah, one Inyan, and both of them only Bichdei Shiyafsika Maturgama. Mi Sofar Sefer Tilasa Mafreya. You can't skip backwards, only forwards.